And welcome to the Gentle Yoga Warriors weekly podcast in association with naturemeditations.earth. So let's do this. Let's reconnect with joy once again. And action. So welcome to season three. So already we're on season three. So I hope you enjoyed the previous podcast on the observations and also on the how-tos. So for season three, I went for a nice long walk after my yoga practice this morning, and my energy was up high, having felt flat the previous days. I like to be free and to be able to roam like the best of us, I'm sure. And I was feeling a little bit of cabin crazy having worked from home for a while. So I decided to go off for a nice early morning walk, and I came to the edge of this amazing, amazing pond with some woodland. And as I sat there, there wasn't really anyone else about. You could hear the odd jogger in the background, and you could still hear a little bit the hums of cars in the distance. But really, it was such a tranquil setting. There wasn't even a breeze in the water. Why? The water was still. And I observed a beautiful, beautiful herring bird standing there, tall and grand, a bit like a king or a queen, stood there looking very regal, as if it was meditating. And I thought, why not? Why is it just humans that meditate? Can't these birds meditate too? But anyway, the whole point of my story was that these birds had incarnated into this life, possibly. For I don't have all the answers, but my perception is they incarnated into this life to live in the present moment. And if that's what they're doing compared to us crazy humans who aren't, then aren't they such divine and amazing spiritual beings to accept life as it is and to enjoy life and to just be in the moment? And just think, in a bird's life, I'm sure there's many dangers. They have predators that will try and kill them. They may get injured, and they don't so much have bird hospitals unless a human was to find them. So they are not without danger. But instead of just being in fear, which is what's happening with us, their energy, their vibration to me felt at that moment, as I observed them from the water's edge, to be completely and utterly divine. And I thought to myself, where or how? And then, of course, I thought, energy. They had the right vibration and energy in line with their soul's purpose. Energy healing. I first discovered energy healing about 10 years ago. I discovered it before I actually did any energy healing courses. I can remember the point when I was sat in my flat, and I was sat in my flat alone at the time, and I suddenly felt this immense energy. So much so that I couldn't really describe it in words. And then I realized I didn't actually need to describe it in words. But it actually frightened me at first because it was so powerful and so amazing. And I accessed this energy by being still and completely and utterly in the moment. So what does energy healing do, and how can it help you in your life as you navigate through the obstacles of this ever becoming warped and crazy world? it almost feels to me as if we've drifted into a different dimension, an altered reality, one that's really off balance of power, lack of empathy and caring generally in the world, and a big, big push for money and control. So in these extra, extra difficult times, you have a choice. You can fall apart, or you can use it as a chance to transform. So on occasions, we all need help, and maybe the yoga, meditation, tai chi, the running, whatever it is you're doing is not quite cutting the mustard right now, and you need a bit of help. This is where energy healing can really, really, really transform your being into something new, something wise. Now, and the way that it does that is it's almost like a dial up to divinity. For I feel there's things that are really trying to help us right now in this world, this ever-changing world. And by connecting with that energy, you're really connecting with divinity within yourself. And it's like a boost, a big boost of energy. I would say energy healing is a booster and not a seat, in a sense that, yes, do the energy healing work. Yes, it's absolutely amazing. And yes, it really, really does work. Can we explain it all? No, we can't. But just doing like one energy healing session and then just going back into your normal world, it's just like going to the dentist once a year, having your teeth deep cleaned, getting all that gunk out from underneath the gums, and not cleaning them until the next year when you see the dentist. Of course, the dentist is going to be able to do a lot to help clean out that gunk. But then if you're not doing the work in between, and I feel that happens with energy work. So energy work can help on a number of levels. It really, really helped me overcome obstacles of the pain that I was feeling. And it really, really helped me find the path in what I wanted to do in this world. The good news is that energy healing can also help you kickstart your discipline. So if you're having real trouble, you know that it's bad to sit there to the early hours in the morning, every night, watching TV. So remember, everything you watch then goes into your psyche. So if you watch even every single movie, every single thing you watch, the news, everything, it then ends up in your subconscious in a kind of soup that spins around. So even what you listen to and read. So that's why it's important we are the gatekeepers of our own divinity. So we have choices in this world. So how energy healing can help you and how it's helped me is that by through that stillness and connecting with the energy, we can call upon energetic beings. So I always call my highest vibrational self, so the your higher self. I have friends and colleagues that use masters as their healing modalities, whereas I use tree energy. So I am deeply connected with trees. I have loved trees since I was a child. I used to climb up to the top. A few times I fell down and winded myself, but I feel like trees are the guardians. By working with this tree energy and working with the energy within ourselves, we can form a partnership. It's not as crazy as it sounds. For trees, underneath the ground, there is the mycelium network. It's like the Wi-Fi of the underground world. Mycelium mushrooms were here long, long, long before anything else. I kind of have this romantic notion that they may have even come from another world to set up this world for us. Either way, they work with the trees to send signals between the trees. They help share the resources. So it's not without warrant to think that if you sit on the roots of the trees, that you can connect to their vast network. And hence, via an energy exchange, feel as if you can then release that which no longer serves you. So I think it's good to try and experience it rather than just listen to me talking to you. So if you're in a quiet place, make sure obviously you're not driving or operating any machinery or anything, but just in a safe, quiet place, just sit and close your eyes and just begin with long, deep breathing. Make sure you're not slouching. So you can sit how you want, but just make sure you're not slouching. In and out through the nostrils, feel as if the inhalation is high, the exhalation is low, so expansion, exhalation, let it go. And now just bring the palms in front of you with the eyes closed. Have them about 3 inches away from each other. And as you close your eyes, I just want you to picture some green energy flowing between both fingertips. So this takes patience, breath work, and being. See if you can feel even the slightest tingle between the fingertips. Stick with it. Be patient if it's not unfolding straight away, but just continue. So in and out through the nostrils. Just keep at it. You can pause this if you want to carry on a bit longer. So that was your heart center, your Anahata chakra. And I feel it's the chakra that we're most connected to, and hence we can harness the energy from there. How did that feel for you? Could you feel anything? Could you feel something beyond the norm, beyond your perception of what you think is real and what isn't? Try it daily and see how you feel, just to get that up and going. You may even feel a sense of swirling in the hands. And if you feel nothing yet, that's cool as well. Absolutely no problem. Just try it a few times. So just to summarize, energy healing has an ability to help us maximize our capacity as a tool that aids us on our spiritual path. If paired with other work that we do, maybe it's yoga, tai chi, meditation, walking consciously, running consciously, whatever it is that you do in your spiritual practice. Energy healing can't always be explained, but it helps us connect to the quantum field, and it is not as far-fetched as we think. Due to trees in the mycelium network, we are, after all, energy. We are energy. So as we progress through this season, we're going to talk about energy in all different aspects, all different ways to connect to it, to help liberate ourselves by elevating our energy. So I hope you enjoyed the introduction to season 3. Enjoy this new moon, and remember, you are more brilliant than what you'll ever realize. So please, please, please look after yourself. Be kind, be caring, and spread as much joy as you possibly can today. Thank you for listening to the Gentle Yoga Warriors Weekly Podcast in association with naturemeditations.earth. So let's do this. Let's reconnect with joy once again.